Okay, so I'm at work, bored, and I'm trying to kill time, so I'm going to answer this questionnaire. Excuse me. I'm going to answer it in one take, and I'm not going to edit it because I'm lazy. And I really, big secret, I never edit any of my audios, and I just do it in one take. And like, if there's a script, I'm just like, Mia, you better not fuck it up. And I don't know any good apps to edit, and I'm lazy, and no. But anyways, let me answer the questions. Name your top five favorite songs. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, no. I'm gonna do top five bands slash singers. Okay, these won't be my top five. I'm just gonna say five bands slash singers that I've recently started listening to a lot, like that have been like on my mind a lot, I should say. Lana Del Rey, for sure. I love this band called Sticky Fingers. Okay, I like this band, and I do not know how to pronounce their name. I think it's Sun Lux. It's Sonlux. Love them. I'm sorry, my nose is stuffed. But I love FKA Twigs and Alanis Morissette. But I really listen to a lot of songs from the 50s and 60s and 70s, which people around my age would be like, what the fuck? But I just love that kind of music too. I'm trying to think, who do I like? I love Doris Day. I love, oh my God, I can't even think of anyone. That's a shame on the spot. See, I'm so bad at these things. I love, oh my God, what is her name? Connie Francis and Brenda Lee. Yes. I love them. I can't get on a whole tangent about them, but Connie Francis, You're Gonna Love Me, and Brenda Lee, Emotions. Fuck yes. First concert you remember seeing? I have no idea. Like on TV, probably like Michael Jackson or something. I don't know. But the first concert I saw, like in person, I feel like people are gonna like really kind of know my age range because it's Melanie Martinez, and she's kind of, her music is kind of geared towards a certain, I don't know, like a lot of young people listen to her, young adults, you know. But she was my first ever concert. I saw her recently. I totally lost track of where I was, and I started daydreaming. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger. I used to really be a big fan of Nicki Minaj. If you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere in your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? For my birthday coming up in like 2 weeks, I'm gonna get a tattoo of Que Sera, Que Sera. It's my favorite song by Doris Day, and I just love it. I love what it means. It means whatever will be, because in the song she's like, "Hey, Sarah, Sarah," and she's like, "Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Hey, Sarah, Sarah." I just love that song. But I think, I don't even know. I want to get it on the side of my ribs, but I'm really ticklish there, and I feel like I don't want to flinch, and then like, I don't know. So I might get it on my hip. But I have a lot of stretch marks there. So I, like, if I show it off to people, people will see all my stretch marks. I'm trying to think. Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning? I know how to play the piano. I know how to play Stand By Me, Lean On Me. Because Stand By Me, Lean On Me is literally like the same keys over and over again. But I think Lean On Me is, wait. No, Lean On Me is C, D, E, F, E, D, C. C, D, E, D. Yeah, that's it. And then Stand By Me is F, C, E, F, E, D, D, C, D. Yeah, you get the gist of it. I know how to play that. I want to learn how to play the piano. Oh, not the piano, the violin. So beautiful. Is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? Would You Mind by Janet Jackson. That song is so good. I keep blowing my nose because it's so stuffed. Number seven is a song that everyone hates but you love, or a song that everyone loves but you hate. And I literally cannot think of any. Wait, I think I can though. Wait, hold up. I'm trying to think. There's way more. See, I hate to kind of go off topic, but there are movies that like, let me stop. There are TV shows and movies that everyone loves that I don't necessarily hate, but I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to find out what makes people love these things. One is Breaking Bad. I've been on the first season for about a year and a half now. I just can't get to the part where people are like, oh my God, this show is amazing. And then I tried watching The Sopranos. Like, without a doubt, it's a good show. Only because I thought him and the therapist were going to do something. But like, I'm on the second season, the first episode. Nothing's really happened. So, but yeah, I don't hate those shows. And like the movie Donnie Darko, excuse me, I don't really see what the gist was about that. And, have the hiccups. There was this movie I watched called The Virgin Suicides. That movie kind of, oh my God. But I do like a lot of movies that people don't like. I'm trying to think. Well, I wouldn't say people don't like, my friends don't like. I really like the movie American Beauty. My friends don't really like that movie. If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? Musical. I'm trying to think. Who would I want to portray in a musical? Funny Girl, Fanny Bryce, maybe? I'm trying to think. Or what is that? Sunset Boulevard? I wanna, yeah. If you were an exotic dancer, would you, I can't even read. If you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? I like that one song, Why Don't You Do Right? The song that Jessica Rabbit came out of. It's a nice, like, jazzy kind of slow beat. It's really seductive. I would say Janet Jackson, Would You Mind, because that song is just beautiful. Alright, if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain. First of all, I can barely come up with titles for my GWA post, so I don't know how the hell I'm going to be able to come up with a title for an album, let alone create an album. But I don't even know. I don't know. last question. Is there a famous musician or musicians that you want to fuck? Oh my God, not really musicians. Wait, I'm trying. Oh my God, Jared Leto. Especially when he has that beard and long hair. Yes, daddy, yes. I'm trying to think of music. There's more actors. I love Matthew McConaughey. Oh my God, I love John Hamm from Mad Men. I think I'm gonna make my own questionnaire and it'll be about movies and TV shows, just because I love connecting with people about movies and TV shows, especially movies. I could talk about movies for hours. But anyways, it's musicians. Lana Del Rey, she, that woman, could do anything she wants to me. I'm trying to think. Dita Von Teese, she's a singer. She has some songs, yeah, that counts. I'm trying to think of males, though. Let's see, here's a hot male singer. I literally can't think of anyone. Ooh. The lead singer of this band called Highly Suspect. I can't remember his name. Johnny something. I'm gonna call him Johnny. Johnny from Highly Suspect. He's so, I stalk his Instagram too much. And yeah, so if you made it to the end of this, I applaud you because I got off topic 100 times. I sniffled a lot. And I said, about a million times. So if you got through this, I applaud you. Thanks for listening.